It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Hi, I'm Tatiana Maligro, Puma Podcast, and you're listening to Teka Teka News. In this episode,
alam nyo, matagal na po nating nililimitahan at pinagbabawalan yung tinatawag nating deployment restrictions and deployment ban ay umiiral pa naman. Meron nga lamang tayo mga tinatawag na warlike areas at high-risk areas na kung saan magta-transit yung mga cargo vessels or maritime vessels na kung saan onboard po ang ating mga seafarers.
We walk you through the struggles of about 400,000 Filipino seafarers amid recent calls to restrict their employment.
Two Filipino crew members were among those killed in a missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels on a ship in the Gulf of Aden, the Department of Migrant Workers confirmed. Those killed in the attack on Wednesday appear to be the first deaths resulting from Houthi attacks on merchant vessels transiting the key Red Sea trade route. A missile fired
on March 6, Yemen's Houthi rebels launched a missile attack on a Barbados flagged bulk carrier, the MV True Confidence. The attack killed three sailors, two of whom were Filipinos. While 11 Filipinos on board the ship made it home safely on March 19, three of their co-workers had to spend a few days in the African country of Djibouti to receive treatment. Attacks like these are not new to the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea. The Houthis have been attacking ships in the area since November as part of what they call a solidarity campaign with Palestinians in the war in Gaza. The attacks disrupted global shipping as we know it. Because companies are forced to reroute their ships around South Africa, the cost of goods is expected to rise everywhere.
Ako, kung pag-uusapan po natin ang mga alok na overseas employment, napakarami po yan. Sa katunayan, yung datos po natin nung nakaraang taon, no, itong 2023, ito po yung one-time high po natin. No? Umabot tayo na mahigit 2.5 billion total deployment, both for the sea-based and land-based workers po natin.
That was Undersecretary Bernard Olalia of the Department of Migrant Workers, or DMW. Every year, the Philippines deploys millions of its own to work in different industries in various parts of the world, and the global maritime sector is no exception. The country has been deploying about 400,000 seafarers every year since 2017. They're among millions of OFWs sending home more than $2.5 billion each month. Seafarers alone sent $6.7 billion back home in 2022. That was 1.6% of our gross domestic product. But as conflict in key waterways makes their jobs so much more dangerous, the government is prioritizing keeping them safe. Olalia and Foreign Affairs Undersecretary Eduardo De Vega say they have a solution.
The DMW issued an advisory based on an agreement reached with the International Transport Workers Federation, which defined the latest what you call warlike and high-risk areas, effective February 16. And that included the area around the Yemeni coast. Under such classification as a warlike operation area, the seafarers have to be given the right to refuse sailing with repatriation at company cost and compensation equal to 2 months' wage, basic wage. Or if they continue to go, they have to have a bonus equivalent to their basic wage, or double compensation, obviously also for death and disability benefits.
This new right to refuse high-risk zones is a big deal. It gives Filipino seafarers more control over their safety. While the advisory expands the list of warlike and high-risk areas, it also reminds sailors of their existing rights and benefits. But Olalia says monitoring whether these rights are actually honored by employers to begin with is another matter altogether, which means some seafarers might still be slipping through the cracks. The Migrant Workers Department worries that seafarers aren't exercising their right to refuse to sail. That's why the DMW released online forms that seafarers can use to assert their right to refuse sailing to high-risk areas, including the Red Sea. These forms may be accessed through the official website of the DMW at www.dmw.gov.ph, along with additional information on their rights and entitlements. Seafarers may directly submit the form to the DMW through email at sbhighrisk@dmw.gov.ph. The DMW is also working to set up a hotline for sailors who want to refuse sailing along these zones.
Para maiwasan yung pagkasawi at pagkasugat ng mga seafarers natin. Amin pong babantayan yung right of refusal hanggat maaari sana at any point in time pwedeng i-exercise immediately ng isang seafarer yon without any condition. Yung karapatan na yon ay ibibigay natin sa seafarer at sisiguraduhin natin kapag in-exercise yon, yon ay ipapatupad.
And it's not just the waterways in the Middle East. The Northern Black Sea region, as well as all ports in Ukraine, are also in this list of risky waterways for Filipino sailors. And if a seafarer is worried about how exercising this right will affect their jobs, Olalia assures them that the advisory covers these concerns. The advisory is a crucial first step, but others believe the government can still do better. More on that after a quick break. But for now, we'll leave you with Olalia again.
Yung tinatawag nating security of tenure, nandoon naman po yun eh. May kontrata po na pinirmahan. Meron pong employment contract at yung provision ng employment contract kasama po kung hanggang kailan yung kanilang employment period. Kapag in-exercise po ng isang seafarer yung right of refusal, syempre hanggang doon lamang yung tinatawag na employment period. Pero siya po ay entitled doon sa mga high risk, doon sa mga additional premiums na kanyang tatanggapin dahil kasama siya doon sa ating ipinalabas na guidelines kapag po ang isang barko ay involved dito sa mga ganitong sitwasyon.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Last March 6 was a tragic incident, but Houthi attacks occur practically daily on ships traversing the area. And this is the first time we've had Philippine injuries or casualties. And that is because there have been no Filipino seafarers aboard the other ships which have been attacked by the Houthis. That means the manning agencies are following the directive of the government to limit the presence of Filipino seafarers or have them have the option to refuse.
Again, that was Foreign Affairs Undersecretary Eduardo De Vega. As you've heard, manpower agencies are now limiting the presence of Filipino seafarers in dangerous waterways, or giving them the option to say no to these assignments. The Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea are crucial arteries for global trade, but for Filipino seafarers, it's a course fraught with peril. They make up a significant portion of the international maritime workforce, their skills and experience highly sought after. However, this demand often comes at a cost, their safety. While piracy has long been a concern in these waters, the rise of Yemen's Houthi rebels has injected a new level of danger. These ongoing regional conflicts mean Filipino seafarers must navigate a war zone, dodging missile and drone attacks. The recent attack on the MV True Confidence, which tragically claimed the lives of two Filipinos, is a stark reminder of this ever-present threat. These dangers aren't just statistics. Filipino seafarers leave behind families who constantly worry that a loved one might not be returning home. Here are two Filipino seafarers, Ray Tranate and Ferdinand Chavez, talking about the dangers of the job.
Ang claims na siman, eh hindi naman namin sinasadya kung magkasakit kami sa barko or madisgrasya. Kasi kambal na yan ng mga siman. Kasi abnormal yung trabaho namin dun.
Ang realidad kasi ganito, 5 to 10 years, patay na yung siman. May kasabihan tayo, ahan pa yung damo kung patay na yung kabayo. Huwag naman maging reality naman. Sa hirap ng buhay ngayon, ano naman yung ipakakain ng isang seaman na disgrasya sa barko? Siya yung inaasahan ng pamilya niya. Ano ipakakain ng seaman sa kanyang pamilya? Ay yun lang ang kanyang profession bilang isang marino.
The emotional toll is immense, adding another layer of sacrifice to their already demanding profession. While the DMW's guidelines is a good first step towards protecting our seafarers, lawmakers and groups have called for the signing of the Magna Carta of Filipino Seafarers. This will guarantee their rights to humane working conditions and just compensation. The Magna Carta was supposed to be signed into law last February. It was among the priority bills of the Marcos administration in 2023. But President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. vetoed the measure because he believes certain provisions need to be studied further. In particular, lawmakers raised concerns over who holds jurisdiction over disputes. Will it be the Philippine Labor Department or the International Labor Organization?
We do believe that any law which will improve the lot of seafarers should be signed as soon as possible. But we fully respect the president and the legislators' desire to improve the bill as it is. No, but certainly we'd like to see a law passed.
The approved House version of the bill was also criticized by seafaring groups because it did not provide security of tenure for employees who have accrued at least 1 year of service. Fishermen were also left out of the measure. Just like De Vega, Associated Marine Officers and Seamen's Union of the Philippines is also hoping the Magna Carta is passed into law soon. The union believes the Magna Carta would provide adequate protection to seafarers, since it guarantees that ship owners and manning agencies will keep their promises. But a deployment ban is not on the table. De Vega tells us why.
Because sometimes, if you talk to seafarers, when they leave the Philippines, they might not know the full trajectory of the voyage. In other words, punta sa isang port, tapos lilipat sa ibang ship. So, in other words, by saying, wag na lang umayag, in fact, you're telling them, wag sila umalis ng Pilipinas. We understand your point, no? But then again, Filipino seafarers also are known for their skills and we don't want to stop them from undertaking these missions.
Earlier, the International Bargaining Forum, or IBF, designated the Southern Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden as a warlike zone for seafarers.
Ina-identify natin yung tinatawag na warlike areas at high-risk areas. At unang-una doon, ipinapakiusap natin at pinapagbigay alam natin through our information drive yung right of first refusal, no? Right to refuse to sail on board ng mga seafarers, no?
But let's be honest. Deciding whether to exercise the right to refuse to sail is a difficult one. We're talking about risking your life for potentially much higher pay. Refusal can lead to difficulties finding future employment, placing immense pressure on these already vulnerable workers. But the government believes no amount of money is worth risking your life for. Here's De Vega again with a final word.
We do know some will be motivated because of the double compensation, but after this incident, perhaps that will discourage them. Any situation wherein you have ships being attacked is always grave. It's a grave situation for us to have seven areas designated as warlike operations or high-risk areas. However, dun sa ibang areas mentioned outside the Yemeni coast and the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, we haven't had Filipino casualties. So to us, it's already grave enough na may namatay.
And that was today's episode of Teka Teka News. Again, I'm Tatiana Malikro. This episode was edited by Pidoy Blanco. Our Teka Teka News executive producer is Jill Caro, and our senior editor is Veronica Uy. If you liked this episode, share it with a friend or two. And of course, don't forget to follow Teka Teka News and Puma Podcast on your favorite podcast app or on YouTube. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.